is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Hey, it's news time now. Let's do some news. Shelly's here with that.
Mm-hmm. Coming up in the news, want to be the ocean spray guy for Halloween? And if you shopped Prime Day, your box might look a little different this year. News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. This texting and driving thing is getting out of hand. If you've been hurt by a driver texting, call Huffman and Huffman at 422-HELP. So Virginia ABC made a big announcement yesterday that they are not going to be doing Black Friday or Cyber Monday sales this year.
Because they can't. They tried this. Remember, there was alcohol sale day?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is weird timing in the middle of, you know, Amazon Prime days, where not only Amazon, but Walmart, Target, Best Buy, and others are doing big sales through today. But the Virginia ABC CEO, Travis Hill, actually blamed it on a combination of factors, mostly the pandemic, which has caused various distilled spirit suppliers to have inventory challenges.
Sure.
So according to the ABC store statement, it wouldn't be fair to our customers to offer our usual holiday promotions and have a number of products out of stock. Additionally, we're in the final stages of a project that began more than a year ago to transition to a new data center that's expected to upgrade our technical capabilities in many areas, including the website. So we're halting all short-term promotional sales offered online until we can stabilize our systems in the new data center and can ensure the website is ready for the cyber events that deliver an experience that's up to all of our standards. We also believe that holding one-day sales, whether online or in-store, adds further strain on our customers and our employees. He goes on to blame a lack of social distancing during sales. They did say that Virginia ABC is set to begin planning for the summer cyber sale in early 2021.
Yeah, they're going to have to, remember, because they tried that. And it just, the whole place went flat. They cut it off.
Yep.
They suspended it. It wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So there's no way they're doing Black Friday or anything else. See if that summer thing happens.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
I would hope so.
Now, there is a lawsuit that's been filed to extend Virginia's voter registration deadline. It was the last day yesterday to get registered to vote in Virginia, but then the Virginia Department of Elections online portal got shut down. So what happened was a fiber cable near Chesterfield's data center that provides IT services to multiple Virginia agencies was severed. The Virginia Department of Elections said the issue affected the citizen portal along with registrar's offices. They worked to fix the severed line, which they say was inadvertently cut, that there was some crews doing some road work and they accidentally cut the line. 5 hours after it went down, it was back up and running. Most local general registrars said that the issue did not impact early voting, but it did prevent them from processing absentee ballot requests and voter registration updates. Governor Northam talked about this during yesterday's coronavirus briefing, which, yes, he is back. He had his first in-person coronavirus briefing since announcing he had tested positive for COVID-19 back on September 25th. He talked about the voter registration problem, saying that officials are looking at options to extend the deadline. He can't personally make the change due to state code, but if the courts decide to change the date, he definitely encourages that. They're looking at extending it by 48 hours. The hearing on this takes place at 9 o'clock this morning. Now, the governor also discussed that Virginia's coronavirus case numbers are rising. Our positivity rate is still under 5% for tests. Virginia is one of 18 states where cases are considered low per capita. That, according to the New York Times coronavirus tracker. But our cases are rising. Mm-hmm. The governor also addressed another major news story yesterday, which was the people who planned to kidnap Governor Whitmer, the Michigan governor, also maybe talked about kidnapping Governor Northam. An FBI agent testified yesterday that suspects in the alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer also talked about abducting Northam. Northam's office said the governor was not in any imminent danger.
There is no imminent danger to me or my family, and I'm continuing my work for the Commonwealth as I would any other day. We were notified of the threat. These threats are not new. Unfortunately, we have been dealing with those.
Yeah, the defendants are facing up to life in prison if convicted.
Wow.
Now, as for registering to vote, though, when you get a call from an unknown number, know that it might be Oprah Winfrey trying to call. Oprah spent the day yesterday calling prospective voters to remind them to register and vote early. She hit a home run on her first call. She said she reached a man who was pumped up to vote, ready to enlist the help of others.
Hi, is this Christian?
It cuts off because of his last name.
Yeah. Hi, this is Christian. This is Oprah Winfrey.
But I just want to confirm, this is Oprah?
This is Oprah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And Christian, I'm a volunteer with Beto's group powered by people calling about the upcoming election. You're a Texas voter, right?
That's right. Yes, ma'am.
And as you may know, early voting begins tomorrow.
That's Oprah.
On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being I'm never going to vote and 10 being I'm definitely voting, what number describes you, Christian?
I'm an 11. I'm already there tomorrow at 8 a.m. actually.
Oh, really?
Now, she was thankful that he made her job easy. I would not have been so easy, which is the first time I've ever said that, except that I would have never believed it was her if I even answered the phone in the first place.
I've been dodging these calls all week. They all say United States of America, and they're all from some weird area code.
Yep.
I'm not answering.
Not
I don't have
all.
A car warranty. Leave me alone.
There is a video of the call posted online, proof that it was actually her. Cool. Meanwhile, we had Lizzo earlier this week with her nipple pasty stuck on.
My nipple pasty won't come off. I'm scared. It's been on for 2 days. I don't know what to do. It hurts so bad. I've put oil on it. Oh my God, it hurts so bad. Do you guys, what do I do? I think I'm taking off the skin.
Pleasuring herself so at the same time? What's going on here?
Okay. Whew. I need to take a break.
That is the pain of ripping off a nipple pasty, which I have played that way too many times this week, but I wanted to hit it
really?
One more time for you.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. What is the pic? What does it look like?
Oh, it's a she's filming a selfie, so you can. Or do you mean the nipple pasty itself? It's one of those like
flower.
No, I
mean the video. Things. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So she's filming a selfie, and her chest is in the shot, but she's got the pasty over her nipple. You know, so it's from. Nipple perspective, it's nipple up, and you just see her trying to pull this thing off and just, and whatever noises she's making as she's trying to rip it off.
Because I recently got a contact lens and I actually stopped wearing it because I was having trouble getting it back out of my eye.
Oh, wow,
like I can't get it out. You know, I got to do it twice a day so I can take a nap and then go to bed at night and whatnot. It's like, oh, this is just too much pain in my ass.
It's just not
going to come up
it.
With something else. There's no nipple pasty in my eye.
No, that's true.
But still.
Yeah. Yeah. People were giving her suggestions like use a hair dryer on it and
hot
coconut
shower.
Oil. Some people said that. Yeah. She did later confirm. Somebody said that. Yeah. Somebody actually texted our show and said that.
Yeah. Well, it's made from citrus.
Yes. But she did later confirm that she eventually got it off. So.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, the nipple pasty.
Thank God. Have you ever had something glued to your nipple?
No. No, I have not.
I did a commercial with a girl and they needed to create cleavage for her. So all they had was duct tape.
Oh.
And they duct taped her rack, if you will.
Yeah.
To create a rack. Because she, you know.
Squish them together. I get
it. It was quite the scenario when they were taking the tape off.
Yep.
You could hear it from outside the door.
You know, that's somebody who's committing to their costume.
Their craft.
The closest I've seen is Rock Girl Lindsay, the first one at an event, she needed a mustache, so she had me draw one on her with a Sharpie.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, are you sure?
Yeah, because it's going to be tough to get this back off again.
Yeah, it's going to be on there for a little while, girl.
Like, you committed.
That's a Sharpie. That is commitment right there. And I have always thought that girl is all in. Ever since then, I was like, all right, she's all in.
You know what? Respect.
Yes,
that thing where you pound your heart a little bit, you go, respect.
Yes. But we do go from Lizzo to Cardi B, who accidentally posted a nakey pic yesterday. She said accidentally. The picture of her laying topless on a couch. It was uploaded in her Instagram story by accident. She took responsibility. She posted later in the day saying,
Lord, Lord, why the you have to make me so stupid and why? You know what? I'm never going to beat myself up about it. I'm going to eat my breakfast, and then I'm going to go to a party because I'm not even going to think about it. I am not going to think about it, okay?
Yeah, all right. I'm cutting her off there because I don't like the sound of that audio there. She's definitely muffled in it. But yeah, why did you make me so stupid? Why the blank you make me so stupid, she said.
But she's just going to go to a party. You know, all of us are going to parties. Are you going to parties?
I'm going to parties.
Yeah. Every day. Every day. Yeah.
Whole other world.
Definitely. Every day.
Every day.
All right, I'm going to save the ocean spray guy for next newscast since we're running late on time, but I'll hit you with the Amazon box. Day 2 of Amazon Prime Day deals. The orders are set to start arriving soon, right? Mm-hmm. And reports say that they could come in a slightly different box. The box designs are part of the launch of this new augmented reality app from Amazon.
All right.
It's not quite pumpkin spice, but the boxes do have a pumpkin on them with a QR code printed near that. People are showing off their boxes online using the Amazon augmented reality app, which shows drawings on the pumpkin seeming to come to life as a jack-o'-lantern. Mm-hmm. Amazon described it as a fun way to reuse your Amazon boxes until you're ready to drop them in the recycling bin. The images on the app description page show different box designs. There's someone with like a corgi, like the dog, and another with a car. Not sure if they're coming with your Amazon Prime order or what, but they should start rolling out soon. They are made with less material as a part of Amazon's effort to create less packaging, they say.
Thank you, Amazon, for being environmentally respectful.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
With your
Thank
augmented
you.
Reality.
Yes.
Yeah. Around here today, we got sunny skies. 72 will be the high. A north wind, 6 to 14 miles per hour. Clear tonight, 56 is your low. Sunny and 77 tomorrow. Right now, we're at 55 degrees. And I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.